Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about website security? With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta is a managed WordPress hosting provider, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Plus, their user-friendly custom dashboard, MyKinsta, makes managing your site or multiple sites easy and efficient. Customers can experience up to 200% faster sites by simply moving to the platform. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers with zero downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
Keep going. Keep fighting. Keep striving.
You have to keep going through that darkness. You have to stand up and rise above all adversity.
There are a lot of answers that I don't have, even questions that I don't have. But I'm just going to keep going. I'm just going to keep going, and I'll figure these things out as we go.
You want to become best. You want to become champion. And now you want to say, like, you're tired? Who cares? You're tired or not? Nobody cares about you.
Your mindset is like the great Muhammad Ali. You don't even start counting the reps until it hurts. And you keep going, and you keep grinding, and you keep pushing, because inside, you know it hurts, but it works. When you're frustrated, keep going. When you're tired, keep going. When you don't see things getting better, keep going.
There's gonna come adversity. There's gonna come hardship. You gotta overcome it. Overcoming adversity is the true test of character.
Your life is yours to create. So roll up your sleeves, step out of your comfort zone, and make it happen. You didn't come this far just to lay down now. You have to keep going. Because your reward is on the other side of what you feel right now.
Our time is not eternity here in this body. Therefore, kings and queens, you must take advantage of every amount of time you have. You have no time, no seconds to waste.
You were born to win. So I need you to keep rising and never let this life beat you.
Here's a quote from one of my English teachers at Lord Marion named Mr. Fisk. He had a great quote that said, rest at the end, not in the middle. And that's something I always live by.
You are going to have to keep going.
I need you to understand something. You didn't come this far to only come this far. You put in too much work to think about throwing in the towel now. See, if you was going to quit, you should have never gotten started in the first place. Yeah, you may feel defeated. You may feel like you're not moving at the pace that you would like to move. You may feel like you're constantly running up against obstacles. But that's a part of the journey. It's a part of the process. Because see, one thing about life is going to test you to see if you're about what you say you really want. Life is not going to move over to the side so you can easily take what you want from it. Life is going to challenge you each and every day. There will be times when you want to quit. There will be times when you are discouraged and you want to lay down. But what would be your reward if you quit now? You didn't come this far just to lay down now. You have to keep going because your reward is on the other side of what you feel right now. See, this temporary feeling of defeat and discouragement, it's not permanent. It's a right now thing. But I'm gonna need you to go into the depths of your soul and remember your why. Why you got started in the first place. See, your why is the fundamental purpose behind why you do anything. But if you don't have a strong enough why, you're gonna find yourself quitting over and over and over again. But let me share something with you. You have to keep fighting. Because nobody in this world owes you anything. You are responsible for your results. You are responsible for your outcomes. You can't place blame on anyone else for you not living the life that you want to live. And I know it's easier to point the finger than to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm responsible. Life is not going to lay down. Adversity is not going to move over. It's not going to turn its back because it's too hard for you. You have to go through this process. And it's not about what you obtain in the process. It's about the person you are becoming in the process. The process is what's going to make you who you are. But you must stand strong in the face of adversity and keep fighting. I need you to stop looking at the end result and keep your eyes fixed on doing the work. Because eventually, the results will come. But you have to continue to fight for your purpose. And your purpose is not easily found. See, your purpose requires you to go on a journey inward. Introspection. See, finding your purpose requires self-reflection. And most people never take the time to go inward to unearth or discover what their purpose is. And if you don't feel like you have purpose, then you feel like your life is a waste. I spent so many years trying to find my purpose. I tried so many different things, and they failed. Some I was good at, some things I was able to excel at, but it didn't bring me the joy that I thought it would bring me. And there was something more about who I was that I wasn't allowing myself to become. And it wasn't until I went inward and spent the time with myself and said, what would I do every day, regardless if I got paid or not? And when I discovered speaking into the lives of people who are broken, who don't know where to go, who don't have any hope, who are unmotivated, who are discouraged, I said, that's my purpose. And every day I wake up and my feet hit the ground.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
All I want to do is speak life into those who said, I quit. It's over. I will never amount to the person I want to become. See, I'm speaking to you right now. You have what it takes. You are special. You're not a waste. Your life is not a waste. Your life has meaning and it has purpose. and someone is depending on you to find out what your purpose is. Because the moment you find out what your purpose is, the sky is the limit. You can break through that proverbial glass ceiling that you look up and see every day and think to yourself, this is impossible. You see, finding your purpose is a deeply personal and ongoing process. It's going to require patience and exploration, but the journey can be incredibly rewarding as you uncover what truly matters to you and how you can make a meaningful difference in the world. And once you discover what your purpose is, it's going to change your outlook and perspective on life. It's going to change your perspective on who you are. It's essential that you understand who you are. Because if you don't know who you are, people will tell you who to become. And there's nothing worse than living out someone else's dreams and forfeiting the dreams that you had for yourself. It's not going to be easy. There will be dark times. But darkness doesn't last always. Darkness lasts for a few hours. But then the sun rises and illuminates the sky. And everything that was once dark is now bright. That's how you have to look at your life. You have to tell yourself, darkness is not here to stay. The sun will shine again. And facing darkness will force you to develop resilience and inner strength. See, adversity, it presents opportunity for growth. And as an individual, you have to learn how to navigate through difficult situations and emerge stronger on the other side. Don't run from darkness. Don't run from adversity. Embrace it. Because adversity is the incubator for creativity and innovation. And once you rise out of adversity, you are going to emerge as a new person. A new person that developed resilience, grit, tenacity, ambition. Sometimes you have to fade into darkness and sit with yourself to truly discover who you are. Never be afraid to isolate yourself so you can emerge like the phoenix from the ashes and soar. See, you have to be willing to do the things that most people aren't willing to do, that most people are uncomfortable doing, in order to achieve the level of success that you want. And success comes with a price. And you're gonna have to be willing to lose friends, family, relationships, because the amount of dedication it requires to be successful, everybody's not gonna understand it. Some people are gonna think you are crazy for giving it everything you got and going all in. Successful people don't make excuses. They go 120 miles an hour. And it's not about what you feel like, because you're not going to feel like doing what it takes to be successful every single day. But get out of your feelings. It's about dedication. It's about commitment. It's about your why. And you must never forget why you got started in the first place. Success has to be personal. You don't have a bunch of time on this earth Your life is like mere vapor. One moment you're here and the next you're gone. And if you died today, would you be happy with what you accomplished? If your life was an exhibit for the entire world to see, what image would be etched in their minds? Would they see you becoming the best version of yourself, working hard and dedicating yourself to your craft? Would they see you going 120 miles an hour? Or would they see you wasting time playing with your life, forfeiting the time that you have to become the best person possible? How do you want to be remembered? Only you can control the narrative of how people see you and how people remember you. Either you want to leave a legacy or you're going to be forgotten about. But you should love yourself enough to give yourself a fighting chance to become the best version of yourself possible. Because there's only one you. And I don't care how many people have tried it before you, how many people attempted it, no one can do what you do. It's only you. You only get one shot at this. Don't become complacent and settle for what life gives you because you have not arrived yet. Keep going. Keep fighting. Keep striving. Because you are special. You are needed. You are wanted. And you have a gift to give to the world. So don't short them and don't rob them of experiencing the best version of you possible, because you owe it to yourself.
Sun don't stop for nobody, man. Sun don't stop. Sun gonna be up in the morning regardless. That sun is gonna be up in the morning regardless of how I feel and how depressed I am. The sun is gonna shine in the morning. And at nighttime, the moon gonna be there. And you're gonna look up, these days gonna keep going by. So do you let the days go by and look up and you done wasted a year doing what? Or do you just pick it up? All right, well, gotta figure it out, made some mistakes, life goes on. Let me figure out life from this point.
What's there to be happy about?
You're up too old.
Job's not finished. Job finished? I don't think so.
You wanna become best, you wanna become champion, and now you wanna say like you're tired? Who cares? You're tired or not? Nobody cares about you.
Sometimes you gotta shut everything down. Shut everybody out. And go into a room. I like to call that room 101. One-on-one. You versus you. You locked into you. You focused on you. You making the decision to start doing the things that you've been talking about doing, that for some reason you have not been able to get them done. Now is the time. Time is of the essence. I need you to come out and let the world see the new you. 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. It's not about the time. It's about the execution. It's about what you're doing in that room. It's about what you're doing when you've disappeared. If you want the magic to happen, you have to turn into the magician of your life and make yourself disappear. But not just to relax, not just for a vacation, not just to do anything, but to do you and put yourself in a position to emerge victorious. To do you and put yourself in a position to arrive at your desired destination of next level greatness. The great disappearing act of you, designed to eliminate distraction and put an emphasis on getting things done. It's time for you to stop talking about it and be about it. It's time for you to do what you said you were gonna do. It's time for the new you to emerge. It's time for you to show up and show out. It's time for you to get busy living, because your time is now. And when you come back out, people are going to look at you and marvel. People are going to look at you and be amazed. They're going to see the best version of you. And they're not going to understand what happened. They're going to say, where have you been? Wherever it's been, I can tell you've been getting busy. Wherever it's been, I can tell you've been putting in work. Wherever it's been, I want to go. What's the secret? What have you been doing? What have you been up to? Because now I can see that you're living up to the standards that everybody thought you would achieve. And since you believed, you now get to receive the fruits of your labor. You now get to receive the accolades. You now get to receive the attaboys. You now get to receive the attagirls. You now get to receive everything that comes to successful people when they do what successful people do. You did the research. You read the books. You watched the documentaries of great, great people who did great, great things. And you saw all the dark times. You saw all the adversity. You saw all the challenges. You saw all the turbulence that they had to overcome to make all of their dreams, hopes, and aspirations come true. They were able to achieve the unbelievable. They were able to achieve the unthinkable. They were able to achieve the unimaginable. And their dreams became actual reality. There was a high-level sports figure that everybody knows who told a story of trying to get into the league, meaning a professional league, and going through so much, so many people telling him that he couldn't do it. He made the choice to listen. He made the choice to observe. He made the choice to figure out everything they told him that he couldn't do. So he gathered all his notes, put together a plan, and he went dark. He went silent, and he went to work. 6 months later, the same coaches that told him what he couldn't do looked at him in bewilderment because he was doing everything they said he couldn't do. Because he chose to go dark and put in the work. And before he knew it, he was starting on a Super Bowl winning team. So if you want to live the Super Bowl life of your dreams, sometimes you have to go silent. Sometimes you have to go dark. Sometimes you have to find a way to act like a bear and go into hibernation. But you're not hibernating to sleep. You're hibernating to put in the work, to put yourself in a position to come back out and shock the world. You have everything inside of you to shut it all down. Shut out all the outside noises. Shut out all the outside voices. Shut out all distractions. And simply go to work. Your whole mindset is, when I come back out, like they said in that movie, wait till they get a load of me. Wait till they see the new me. Because all of the manifestations, all of the conversations that you had with yourself, you said what you were going to do. You spoke it into existence. And you believed in your heart of hearts. But you understood you couldn't just talk about it. You had to be about it. You couldn't just say you were going to do it. You actually had to put in the time, the effort, the sweat, the blood, the tears to get it done. And that's exactly what you did. Manifestations only work if you work. And you understood that. The world threw bricks at you. But you chose to not stress. You simply picked them up and built blocks for success. when you were in that dark room. You just did it brick by brick, layer by layer, step by step. And you let one day turn into two, 2 days turn into three, 3 days turn into four, 4 days turn into five, 5 days turn into a week turned into a month. A month turned into 3 months, and 6 months later, you have put yourself in a position to emerge as the king or the queen and live the life of your dreams. I'm so proud of you because you did what so many others are afraid to do. You did what so many others simply won't do. You went into a dark room and focused exclusively on you. You blocked out anything that could divert your attention. You blocked out all interruptions. You blocked out all disturbances. You blocked out anything that would cause mental distress. And executed a game plan that allows you to live life at your best. Sometimes you need to refresh. Sometimes you need to reset. Sometimes you need to sit down and figure out your why. Sometimes you need to sit down and figure out your purpose. Sometimes you need to sit down and figure out your reason. And that's why when you went dark for that season, you were able to align your heart with your purpose. I know you were nervous, and so many close to you thought it was worthless. But you blocked out all that ignorant talk. You blocked out all the noise from the doubters, the haters, and the naysayers, and you chose to do you. And now you get to reap the benefits. You get to reap the rewards. You get to come out like the sun and shine bright. Because you knew you had a them to prove wrong and a you to prove right. You made the right decision. And if you gotta do it again, you will do it. You put the sign on your life that said, do not disturb. You decided to go into private, so when you came back out, you would be praised in public. You decided to unplug. You decided to get away. But you did it with a purpose. You did it with a mission in hopes that you would tap into the right vision for your existence, for your life. And that's exactly what happened. The new improved you will get so many questions because people will see you glowing and they'll want to be you. They'll want to know exactly how you did it. They'll want to know exactly what the process was. And that'll make you rare. That'll make you a valuable commodity. And you won't have any problem answering questions. You will tell them. I simply felt I was not operating as the best version of myself. So I had to make a decision. Stay where I was at or make a change. And I chose to take flight. And you will say, you can too. But you gotta understand one thing. Just like on a flight, they have all the departures and they have all the arrivals. You have got to depart before you can ever arrive. So I chose to depart and I went away, up, up and away. And oh yeah, there was turbulence. There was still rocky roads. I still had to battle myself. But we came together as one, put that plan together, and in the dark, we built those blocks, and we kept building on those blocks and executed the plan that allowed us to come back and emerge victorious. So I'm telling you, if you want to be successful, if you want to be great, you must be willing to disappear for a while. Have a meeting with yourself in room 101. One-on-one. You versus you. Transform your mind. Transform your body. Transform your habits. Transform your life. and tell absolutely no one. This is a great day to win.
There's a quote from one of my English teachers at Lower Merion named Mr. Fisk. He had a great quote that said, rest at the end, not in the middle. And that's something I always live by. You know, I'm not going to rest. I'm going to keep on pushing now. There are a lot of answers that I don't have, even questions that I don't have. But I'm just going to keep going. I'm just going to keep going, and I'll figure these things out as we go, right? And you just continue to build that way. So I try to live by that all the time.
Fight. A word that many don't truly understand the meaning. A word that every human being will partake of at some point in their life. I'm not speaking of necessarily a physical fight or a fist fight, but I'm talking about that fight in your life. The challenges that will come against you to build you and to show you that you're much larger than they are. I'm talking about the fight that you have to fight against everything that will hinder you, including yourself, from being everything you were sent here to be. When times get tough, when times get dark, when things seem to be dim and you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, you must see the light within yourself and believe in yourself enough and believe what the Creator has put in you and what you fought through and developed in your own life. You must see that light within you and allow your light to light the tunnel that you're in and lead others to the other side. If you are going to become the best version of yourself, you are going to have to keep going. You will not win every fight. Many fights you will lose, but losing is not the end. Losing is the best teacher. You will always learn more from a defeat than you will from a victory. When people win, they're so excited with the win, they don't think about anything that they did wrong in the time of the victory. Because no matter the win, you can always increase and improve yourself in your performance, in your actions, in the methods that you use for your victory. In the times of loss and defeat, you spend much more time calculating what you did wrong. You spend much more time putting together a solid plan so you can see what you need to continue and what you need to discard from your life in order to be successful. You must do the same thing in your own life. You must evaluate everything that has worked and multiplied, and everything that has not worked and discard it and throw it away. Every human being was sent here on this planet with a purpose. What is your purpose? Have you searched out yourself? Have you done self-study on yourself? Have you done the history research on your family and the generations before them? You must take the time to study out yourself, to see whose you are and who you are, so you can fully fulfill and accomplish the purpose you were sent on this planet for. When you do that, kings and queens, you then can walk a step closer into being a better you. you're then in the right direction to being the greatest version of yourself. This is what it's about. Continual improvement and growth. Competition within yourself. Compete with yourself. You are your best competitor. You are your best one to guide yourself and to go up against to become the best. In order to be your best version of yourself, you must stop chasing people. You cannot become your best self chasing other people and trying to compare yourself to them. In order for you to fully walk in your purpose, you must chase after the best version of you. You are not meant to be anyone else. There's only one you. You have that one thing to be thankful to the Creator for. There's no one like you, and there'll never be another like you. So it's up to you to understand that. Stop chasing people and go be who you are. In order for you to know who you are, you have to be honest with yourself. If you're lazy, you have to be honest. If you have no motivation, you have to be honest. If you've wasted many years of free time, you have to be honest with yourself. Honesty births the seed of growth. Because when you're honest and you have that one-on-one with yourself, then you can walk and become everything that you can become. Because that's the seed to start. That's that seed of truth that you need. Understand that in the midst of all these things, dark days will come. Dark days will be there. But remember that in order for darkness to be there, light has to follow. You cannot have one without the other. You must be prepared for the dark days. See, a seed must go into a dark place for it to grow, for it to take root, and for it to become a plant. See, in that dark place, there are many things that go on that cannot happen in life. See, in the darkness, you are going to have to understand that you're going to have to be separated from people for a season. You're going to have to separate yourself from those that you love, from those that you care about, from those that you value highly. You have to separate yourself from that darkness. But that darkness is designed to make you the best version of you. It's designed to make you a great person. You have to keep going through that darkness. You have to stand up and rise above all adversity, because adversity will come there to shape you into the best version of yourself, and there to show you how great you really are. Know that we all have a limited time on this earth. Our time is not eternity here in this body. Therefore, kings and queens, you must take advantage of every amount of time you have. You have no time, no seconds to waste. Every second you waste, you cannot buy it back. The most valuable asset that every human being has on this planet is time. You must utilize your time wisely. But when it's gone, you'll never be able to get it back. You must utilize your time to allow you to be able to go into the lane that you consider successful. The Creator put you here with all the ingredients that you need on the planet to be successful. Know that the Creator didn't give us gold, but He put the ingredients and the elements on the earth for us to create gold. The Creator didn't give us a vehicle, but He put the elements and the ideas inside of man to be able to create a vehicle. You must go and you must identify what is success to you. What does a successful life look like to you? Once you identify those things, and once you align yourself with those things, then you must go after it with everything you have. It's a process that you must follow. There's no one-step formula for the process, but within the process, there must at least be thoughts, time to meditate, plans and ideas, a strategy, execution, and continual improvement. Your process may be different, but understand that whatever your process is, you must execute it with everything you have. And in doing so, you can become closer to becoming the best version of yourself. Have the mindset that there's someone that wants what you have. That there's someone that's willing to die for the job you hate. That there's someone that's willing to kill for the spouse that you have. There's someone that's willing to sacrifice all for the home you have, for the money you have, for the things you complain about. You must not get complacent. Because the moment you get complacent, if what I said is true, then it's your tail. Someone's right after you, seeking to get everything you have. And if you want to keep those things, and if you want more than those things, kings and queens, then you will have to understand that the struggle is necessary. The struggle is not to break you. The struggle is to sharpen you. What good is a broken or dull pencil when you need to write? You must allow the struggle to sharpen you, as a pencil is sharpened and used to write down legible text on paper. Understand that one of the most important steps in this entire process is loving yourself. Yes, you must love yourself first. If you don't love yourself, not only you can't spread love to anyone else, but you cannot truly grow and understand the purpose that you were sent here for. Many people don't love themselves because they find flaws in themselves and they put a magnifying glass to the flaws. Understand that you must not magnify the things that are not going to help you. You magnify the things that are going to help you. And you sharpen the things that you need to sharpen in order for them to become an asset in your life. Kings and queens, you must focus on keep going. You must focus on keeping everything in place and going and fighting for everything you have. Because no one is going to save you, and no one will keep fighting for you.
How bad do you want it? There's two options. To continue forward, pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth, and forever you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw in the towel, I promise you, there's no distance you can travel far enough to ever find that dream again. For it is dead. And in its death, it's replaced by regret.
GEICO makes it easy to get affordable renter's insurance in as little as 90 seconds. And then you'll start to wonder why everything else isn't so fast. Like, why does it take so long to do the dishes? A meal that's gone in three requires 45 minutes worth of dishes. Doesn't make sense. But it does make sense to get renter's insurance through GEICO. That way, that pile of dirty dishes and the other things you love are covered. Get more with GEICO.